Cultural Background, Module N, Unit 27, Activities 21, 22, 23. The American Empire.
Hi, today we'll be exploring the rise and dominance of the American Empire.
Using the term empire to describe the United States of America can be inaccurate. However, there's no denying this nation's influence on the world. To describe the U.S. as an empire is controversial because of the country's foreign policy. But for the government, these strategies are rooted in a desire to protect the country's interests.
In 1900, President William McKinley declared the American flag had never been planted on foreign soil to claim more territory, but only for the sake of humanity. However, even in the early days of the nation, President Thomas Jefferson was said to have been awaiting the fall of the Spanish Empire in the hope that the U.S. could gain territory from its collapse.
Through the centuries, the policies and methods implemented by the American leaders to exercise their influence have been cautious in comparison with those used by past empires. From the beginning, the United States have used a more strategic and calculated approach.
After the British colonization of America, the 13 American colonies refused to be governed by Great Britain. Between 1775 and 1783, they united against Britain in the American Revolutionary War. By the end of the battle, the United States of America was recognized as a sovereign nation.
At that time, the U.S. stretched up the east coast of North America, reaching as far west as the Mississippi River. In 1803, through the Louisiana Purchase, the U.S. doubled its area. In the following years, they continued to push their borders using a combination of military effort, purchase, and annexation.
75 years after its independence, the United States had tripled in size and extended all the way to the Pacific, with the purchase of Alaska and the annexation of Hawaii. At the end of the 19th century, the U.S. added their 49th and 50th states, Alaska and Hawaii. Cuba, Puerto Rico, the Philippines, and Guam were ceded to the United States by Spain after the Spanish-American War in 1898.
At the moment, the United States own nearly 7% of the world land area. However, this is deceiving considering the U.S. influence in much of the world throughout the 20th century.
The country continues to have a strong military presence throughout the world. American culture has spread globally, increasing its dominance. The musical, film, and financial landscape were all dominated by the United States in the 20th century. Also, U.S. advances in science and technology have helped push the world into a new era.
Some analysts claim the gap between America and the rest of the world is narrowing. The tallest building in the world stands in Dubai. The biggest movie industry is Bollywood. And the world's largest passenger airplane is built in Europe. If America is indeed losing its hold on world dominance, inevitably, a new power will emerge soon.